Simen hei ois nun pshuta. Toyer tsurasa kamay zayin. The tsura of the roish of a nun pshuta is like a zayin. Ach shehi aruka keshir shetehei ruuya lehei osais nun kfufa. But the length of the nun should be long enough that it should be able to be turned into a nun kfufa. Unlike a zayin, which is only two kolnas in long, a nun should be long enough that it could be turned into a nun kfufa, im tich fefena, if one curls it up, k'mayshe kasavne lamala b'chof pshuta, that all the oisiyas pshutais should be able to be curled into their kfufa form. V'im hi k'tzara, if the nun pshuta is short, therefore it's a shayla of a zayin, marin l'tinaik, you show it to a tinaik, v'im kar a zayin, psula, and if the tinaik calls it a zayin, then the letter is going to be pasul. V'cheinim asa kamin vav aruka gam kein psula. As we said, the roish is like a zayin, meaning that the roish is over mishnei tzadim. So if one would make the nun like a long vav, then it would be pasul, and the nun would not be kosher. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Sivkotin Chav Gimel, psula. It would be possible if you make it like a long vav. This is the lashon of the Ran. And it says in the Gemara in Shabbos that one should not make zaynin nun in nun in zaynin. Pirish nun pshuta. Umikan shetzorech liyos hakav ha'oruch shal nun pshuta be'emtza roisha hagas kitzuras zayin. From the fact that the Gemara says that one should be careful not to make a zayin like a nun, and a nun like a zayin, so you see that a nun and a zayin is the same tzura, which means that the yerech of both the nun and the zayin comes out of the middle of the roish. And you should not make the yerech coming out of the roish on the right side like you would a vav. And that's not what it says. It says zayin and nunin. Nunin Zainin. Ad kan l'shoinai, this is what the Ran in Perek HaBayinah tells us. V'aprima Godem v'psicho l'simin lamed beiz kosav v'ze l'shoinai. Prima Godem writes as follows. Nun kfufa u'pshuta v'chulei roisha zayin. The roish of the nun, both the kfufa and the pshuta, is like a zayin dafka. V'haran mevi raya me'habayinah v'chulei. He brings the Ran who mentions the raya that we mentioned a moment ago. V'tzarech ion im kosvan tsuras vav lamala im ksheira. And therefore, says the Prima Godim, should a cipher make the roish like a vav and not like a zayin, tzarech ion if it's kosher bichlal, ad kan l'shoinai. Hine mistapik b'shteyan. So the Prima Godim is mistapik by both nuns, hein b'kfufa, hein b'pshuta. Whether it's a kfufa or a pshuta, if you make the roish like a vav, the Prima Godim is mesupik if it's kosher bichlal. Avol b'sefer l'david emes kabe nun pshuta kosav imazak min vav aruka psula. The l'david emes, the chida, only brings it by the pshuta. U'mashma de b'kfufa daite l'hachshir. The mashmois is that it's only by the pshuta, but by the kfufa it would be kosher. And that's why the kesa sefer only mentioned the psula over here by a nun pshuta and not previously by a kfufa. Although it's worth mentioning that the Lishkas HaSeifa does not explain why he's going with the Ladavid Emes over the Prima Godim. Oy samach. Tzricha shetehei milamala gaga shove lechatchila. The gag of the samach should be flat. Kihi mechuberes mishtei oisiyas chof kfufa dvuka imvav b'seifa. A samach is like a chof and a vav. So we mentioned before by the tess that the roish of the tess should be round. So over here by the samach, he's telling you that the roish of the samach is like the roish of the mem, and not like the roish of the tess. It's flat and not rounded. The tzricha shetia agula b'sholosh zaviyaseha, but three sides of it, the three corners, interestingly enough, should not be corners, rather they should be round. U'moshava kotzer, and the moshav of the samach is short. V'gaga l'malo yehe l'chatchila oiver chutz l'stuma ka'oive kolmas. The gag extending, protruding on the left should stick out of where the samach is closed up, the extension of an oive kolmas, shehu shir roisha shel vav, which is the shir of the roisha vav. Ois ayin. Yiyeh ha'roish harishon ke'en yud. the right head of the ayin should be like a yud shepaneha ma'at lamala mitam shenizbar lamala ba'iztes, meaning that the ayin should be facing upward, like we said by oiztes, that any ois where there are tagim on the left head, so we want to make the right head not ro'i for tagim. So if it would be flat, it would be ro'i for tagim. So therefore, you should not make it flat. V'gufa ba'amida, but the guf should be somewhat straight, kidei sheyuchal lahasmech oitz etzla, because if the ayin would have like a flat moishav, then you would have the same problem that we had by the gimel and the nun, that it would bang into the ice next to it. But if you make the ayin ba'amida, so that leaves room for the letter to the left of it to be able to fit. V'harosh hasheni yiyah kamoi zayin. The left head of the ayin should be like a zayin, oimed ba, standing in the guf of the right side. Mitam shenizbar lamala sham, for the reason that we explained above. So the pashtus is that he's referring to the tagim on the Rosh Hashmali, like he said over there, by the ois test, that the Rosh Hasheni, that by all ois yashatnes gets, the left head is a zayin. Aval al pi kabbalas harizal yu beis hakaven shel ayin shebetvilin kamoi shtei vavin yisharis. But according to the Arizal, it's not like we said a second ago that by ois yashatnes gets, it's a zayin on the left head. Rather, according to the Arizal, both the right head and the left head are like vavs. And he adds in the word yisharis. So it seems as though his kavana, when he says that the two vavin are yisharis, that aside for the fact that they're not zainins, rather they're vavs, it seems as though he's also saying that they're not facing upward. The right head is not facing upward, rather it is straight, like a regular vav. I think that's what it means. Pei kfufa, kabbalah me'achasid lasais lozovius lechatchila. The pei kfufa, we have a kabbalah from Rabbi Yehuda Achasid that it should have corners lechatchila lamala b'tzad yamin mibifnim umi b'chutz. On the right side, there should be a corner on the inside of the pei and on the outside of the pei. Aval lemata tia agula mibachutz, but on the bottom, it should be on the outside, rounded. K'moi kol ha'kfufa shetzriches lias agulais lemata lechatchila. The pei is no different than all the oisiyas kfufais, which are all round on the bottom. Aval mibifnim sham te'elo zavis, but on the inside on the bottom, it should have like it should have a corner. K'dei she'yehei belovan shebifnim tzuras beis, because we want the inside of the pei to look like a beis. Ki kein kabbala me'achosid, because that's where we makabel from Rabbi Yehuda Achosid. V'yase lo oikets al paneha letzad smoil. It should have a oikets on the left side. V'oikets zeh yered lamata l'nekuda shebetoicha, and this oikets should extend downward to the nekuda which is inside the pei, shehanekuda umeshech ha'oikets yeh ketmunas vav, so that the nekuda and the extension of the oikets sticking up together should be like the tmuna of an upside down vav. V'lachein tiyah hanekuda lemata letzad smoel agula, and for that reason, just like a vav is round on the right, so over here, since it's upside down, should be round on the left. V'yizor shalei tiyah hanekuda afilu ba'oikets dak b'shum mokaim. And one should be careful that the nekuda should not touch anywhere inside the pei, even with a little oikets, b'shum okayim chutz min oikets shehi tluya boy, except for the oikets which it's hanging from, that's the only thing it should be touching. But as far as any other part of the pei, it should not be touching. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, ois sifkot nechov dalet, v'yizor shalei tiga hanekuda. Bekuntris Hari Baruch Shomar, which is the alpha base of Rabbi Yamta Flitman, Shehevi Abbas Yosef Betinyana, in the second go around over there, Kosav is Elishainai, the Tia Rechava Kulmus Vachetzi. The pay should be Rechava, we'll see what that means, a Kulmus and a half, Kadei Litlois Bahanakuda Mibifnim Shloit Tiga. In order that the Nakuda on the inside shouldn't touch anything, it should be Rechava. And it's obvious what he means. The height of the chalal of the chaf and the beis is the height of one kulmus. Vimgam chalal hapei yirakoi vikulmus. And if a pei would be like a bez and a chaf, hine me acher shu oises and a kuda ba vikulmus, amsa ba amsa hecha yosef. If you're going to make the inside of the vav, in other words, the upside down vav, the nakuda inside is also going to be an ove kolmus. So if the chalal is an ove kolmus and the nakuda is an ove kolmus, where's it going to be? There's no room for it. V'lachein kasav sheyeh roichav chalala kolmus v'chetzi. And therefore he wrote that roichav, meaning over here the height of the chalal, should be a kolmus v'chetzi to give extra space, that there shouldn't be any negiyah. Avol b'sefer melech ha-shamayim kasav, but he says something else in the melech ha-shamayim. He writes, v'zeh l'shoynai al-kein yaseh gaga rochav k'dei sh'loi tovay l'chlal negiyah. You should make the gag wide from right to left, that there shouldn't be a negiyah. Ayin sefer baruch sh'amar sh'v'beis yosef b'tinyan nishakasav v'tehei rechove v'chulei k'dei litlois b'anakuda b'fnim sh'loi tiga achulei ad kan l'shoynai. So the melech ha-shamayim brings the same Baruch Shamar, the same Alpha Besa, and from there he understands that the pay has to be a certain width. He was not careful in what he wrote. He's not referring to the width of the gag of the pay. He's referring to the height. And it's obvious that the width of the pay should not be less than 3 kolmasin, just like the beis should not be less than 3 kolmasin. So, memela, to say that the gag has to be a little bit wider, like a kolmas v'chetzi, that's not the correct understanding. The efsher, it's possible, shutah sefer melech shamayim. It's possible that it's a printing mistake. But tzarech loymar, and what it should say over there in the melech shamayim is, chalal rochav, that the chalal should be wide. Not that the gag should be wide, rather it could be that it's a printing mistake and it's supposed to say that the chalal should be wide. Aval ein meduyik, but that's also not meduyik. Ki b'chalal ein asiya. You can't write yase chalal. Chalal ein asiya. I'm sorry, again, the lashon is aval ein meduyik ki b'chalal ein asiya v'hu heder ha'pa'ula. A chalal is a lack of something. It's not a mass, it's not a line, it's a lack of a line. So in Mele, you can't create, you can't make a lack of a line. So even if that's what the Lech Shamayim meant, and it's a misprint, it's still not a Loshain Meduktak. Ois Pei Pshuta. Tzricha Liyos Agula Lamala, the Pei Pshuta should be round on the top, Letzad Yamin Lechatchila. Just like the kfufa is round on the bottom, so too the pshuta should be round l'chatchila on the top. But Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says to make it squared, just like the kfufa is lamala, squared. The pei kfufa is squared on top, so the pei pshuta should also be squared on top. And just like we said by all the Isis that are kfufos and pshutos, so the pei also should be long enough to curl it into a pei kfufa, imtich pefena, should you choose to curl it. The nekuda inside the pei pshuta should not be facing outward, pentidme letof, because then it may look like a tough. So you have to make sure that it's facing inward. As I zok, the Beis Yosef b'shem the Rias Kandrani. Ois tzadi kfufa, roisha harishon yiye kofuf. The roish yamin of the tzadi should be kofuf k'tzas klape mala mitam shen esbar. Same as we said by all the other Isis, right? That the roish yamin is facing upward, so too the tzadik should also be facing upward. It's worthy noting that he uses the lashon yehei kafuf k'tzas klape mala. Kafuf means the opposite l'chayra of what he's trying to say. So it's a little bit shver why by all the other Isis he uses the lashon of hafuch klape mala or muta klape mala, but over here he says kafuf klape mala, which kafuf means the opposite of klape mala. So it's possible that this is based on the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. You can take a look over there what it says about the Ois Tzadi. It's possible that he's using the lashon of kafuf because of that. So again, it should be kof of klap e malam itam shen esbar le malo, for the reason that we discussed by all the other Isias of Shatnes gets, v'yerecha yadbik be'emtza tzavara v'loy lamata, and the yerech of the yud on the right side should be touching the tzavar v'loy lamata, and not at the bottom, not at the base of the tzadik, pentidme la'ayin, because if it's touching at the base, it can look like an ayin. V'reisha hasheni k'moy zayin, the left head should be like a zayin, mitam shen esbar, for the reason that we discussed by all the Isias Shatnez gets. In other words, so again, the right head should be tilted upwards so that you shouldn't be able to put tagim on it, and the left head is like a zayin, like all the Isias of Shatnez gets, which gets three tagim on top. V'tzavara k'tzas aruch, the tzavar should be long, meaning low, k'dei lahas mechay tzeitzel reish, like we described by the gimel and the nun. K'may shekazam nul elboiz gimel. U'mayshava mashuch l'tzad smoil. The moishav of the tzaddik should extend to the left, heitev, quite a bit. Ki toyar gufa hu k'may nun kfufa, the yud aleha, because the shape of a tzaddi is like a nun kfufa with a yud on top of it. And just like we said by the nun that the moishav should extend to the left, so too by the tzaddi, he says that it should extend heitev to the left. V'tia agula lamata b'tzad yamin, the tzaddik should be round on the right side on bottom, lechatchila k'may b'kol ha'kfufos, like we said, by all the other Isias kfufos. Im kosav yud ha'elyona hafucha kazeh, what if you made the yud ha'elyona of the tzaddik backwards? Im efshel etakin b'nokel yitakin, if it could be easily fixed, meaning not in tefillin and mezuzos, then it should be easily fixed. V'al pi kabbalas ha'arizal zal kol ha'tzadikin shebet tefillin yirayshim min k'may yud hafucha. But that's only if you're not writing Savari, but al pi kabbalas ha'ari, if you're writing tefillin, then the Rosh Yamin should be a backwards yud, usmail nun kfufa, and the left head should be a nun kfufa, which is the same as the regular ksav. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, ois sifkotin chav hei. The tzavar should be a little bit long. Bekuntris haribar shomer shaveis yosef in the alpha beisa, bekama in the first edition, kosav in the first chelik over there, kosav is elishoyne. Vehatzavar yiek tzas of, the tzavar should be a little bit thick, uktzas aruch and a little bit long. Umayshav moshuch letzad smoil, and the moishav should extend a little bit to the left. Yoiser min shnei haroshim heitev, not a little bit, rather it should extend quite a bit to the left, more than the two roshim. Ubitinyana kosav, and in the second go around of the alpha besa, kosav is elashayne vitzavar k'tzas aruch, the tzavar is a little bit long, k'de lahasmich oitzei tzel reisha, in order to be able to fit another letter next to the head. Umayshav amashuch letzad smoil heitev, ki toyer gufa kibalnu shehu kamoi nun. Ad kan lashayne. V'habes yosef bitay sveisav kosav is elashayne. Beis yosef, when he adds on to the words of the Alpha Besa by the Ois Tzaddik, so he adds in the following words. V'zeloshenei Riyas Kandrani. This is what the Riyas Kandrani says. Yadbik ha-yud, v'yimshoich moishova letzad yamin k'tzas. You should attach the yud, and then you should extend the yerech to the moishov, I'm sorry, v'yimshoich moishova, you should extend the moishov letzad yamin. Should be extended to the right a little bit. Adkan l'shayne. That's what the Riyas Kandrani says. Hine nira poshut. It seems obvious. Ki ladas Riyas Kandrani shemoishchin moishava letzad yamin sulay tzrich and limshay chayse gam letzad smoil. If you're extending it to the right, you're not going to have to extend it to the left. Now, is this that he said before that you have to extend the moishav of the tzaddik to the left? That's only if you're making the yerech straight. But if you're making the yerech tilted to the right, you don't also have to extend the moishav to the left. Because by extending it to the right, you already chapped in the toyer of a nun. So you don't also have to extend it to the left. So why did the Baruch Shomer say to extend it to the left? Because he holds you have to make the yerech straight, without bending it to the right. So therefore, he, Hutzrach, Lahamshich Moishava Litzad Smoil, he had to extend the Moishav to the left, Shiyah Toyer Nun, that it should look like a Nun. Umishum de Lafize, Imitzdorich Lahasmich Eileh Ois Acher, La yia samach etzel roish lachein kasav laharich atzaver ktsas. That's why he says to extend the tzaver ktsas. And as the Baruch Amar l'shitosai, that he holds that you make the ice straight, so mamela you have to come down below the line also and pull it underneath so that it can be masmech the roish of the ice on the left next to it. But according to the Rias Kandrani, that you extend it to the right, you don't have to extend it to the left, nor do you have to, you don't have to make it long, and you also don't have to extend the Meshav to the left, it's unnecessary. Baal ha'eshkel, and this is what the eshkel holds. K'mayshe k'savnim b'sif karnachav beis. V'chein hu minik seifri didon. Memela, you don't have to, according to the kesis, extend the moishav past the head. Not like the Mishneh Brura. U'b'seifim alech shamayim kosav v'zeh l'shaynoi. V'hatzavar yiyah k'tzas av. The tzavar should be a little bit thick. U'k'tzas aruch. And a little bit long. K'dei l'hasmech ois eileha. In order to have the next letter next to it, and you also should pull it on the towards the right a little bit. And you should also pull the moishav to the left more than the two rashim. Ad kan l'shaine. So you see, the Melech Shamayim says to extend to the left and to the right. Because the Kesis explained, you either do one or the other, but you don't have to do both. Ois tzadik pshuta, tiyena rasheha kamoisha la kfufa. The heads of the two heads should be the same as the kfufa, meaning the right one is a yud, the left one is a zayin. Viragla tered lamata midibu karoshim, lechatchila bekdesh deheiruye lasis kfufa. And like all the other pshutais and kfufais, the tzadi also should be extend low enough that if you curl it up, you could turn it into a tzadi kfufa.